93 WIBC, it is Terry Stacey. 2001, Travis Barnes of Noble County left college to enlist in the Marine Corps. He now owns Hotel Tango, the first service-disabled, veteran-owned distillery in our country. And he's here to talk about his mission to help his fellow veterans. It's so great to talk to you, Travis. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, it was when I read through your story, where you've been and what you've done, it really was the terrorist attacks on our country that led you to the Marine Corps. Why the Marines?
Well, they had the prettiest uniform, I think, at the time. first to fight. I mean, I think that, you know, there's just something about the Marines that I when I was, you know, 18 and when 9/11 happened, that it was the first to fight. You know, they were just kind of those, the what you think of when you think about American badassery.
You know, you enlisted as an infantryman in the United States Marine Corps and then was selected for the Elite Marine Recon. And the 20th anniversary of the events of 9/11 was also a time when American troops were pulling out of Afghanistan, as we remember this past summer, as the Taliban gained control. And it affected veterans that served during that time pretty hard. Some said they were wondering if their time there meant anything. Do you have a different opinion about that pullout this summer in Afghanistan?
Well, I mean, I think it was definitely sad to watch. I think everybody kind of felt that collective, you know, wondering what happened and, you know, was it all worth it? I think there was that for everybody, especially those who served. But no, I think at the end, I'm absolutely proud of my service, proud of what I've done. I think that everybody that's been, was involved in Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, was there to help, to do good by those people and for the United States. So I don't think that that goes away. I think that it just shows that we should probably be a little bit more conscious about going into places before we do so, I think. I hope that's the lesson learned.
And I really hope that everybody that did serve is very proud of what they did do, because you accomplished a lot. You came home in 2006, you got your degree, and then you became an intern with the United States Senate Foreign Relations Committee in Washington, D.C. You can't believe Travis's background, because, I mean, it's pretty incredible. He obtained his insurance and pilot's license before graduating in 2010 with a Bachelor's of Art, majoring in political science, minoring in history. You got your law degree in the spring of 2013. You know, reading your background, how did owning a distillery come into the picture?
Well, honestly, Terry, it was a combination of bad grades and a worse economy. I think that was the serendipitous moment. I think I knew going through law school that I didn't want to be a traditional lawyer. I absolutely wanted to use my degree, but I wasn't passionate about going into a 9-to-5 law office and looking over tax documents. And I was, you know, interested in brewing and distilling. And at the same time, the law changed for the first time since Prohibition in Indiana and kind of opened it up to craft distilling. And my wife and I jumped on the opportunity. She encouraged me to follow my passions. And we had we like to say we had the least amount to lose at that point. So if it didn't work out, then, you know, we wouldn't be that much worse off. And now it's made all the difference, because it's grown this wonderful business, this culture, family atmosphere that I love to get up and go to every day.
This is Travis Barnes. He's the owner and CEO of Hotel Tango Artisan Distillery, HotelTangoWhiskey.com. Explain the name Hotel Tango, what that means.
It goes back to my wife and I. We're both pilots, and we use the phonetic alphabet while talking over the radio. So that was just kind of a pet name we had for each other, Hotel and Tango. Her name is Hillary, and my name is Travis. And it also falls in line with kind of a military phonetic alphabet. So there was a common thread between all of that that kind of led to the name Hotel Tango Whiskey. And so HTW within the phonetic alphabet aligned with our names, and W happened to be whiskey. So that's how it all started.
Last year, Travis, you were able to help and keep employees working during COVID because you learned how to make hand sanitizer, and you really kept everybody employed. How are things going over there now?
Great. You know, it was a weird year for everybody, I think. You know, we had goals set out for the year, and both growth-wise and employment-wise and, you know, for the company. And we actually hit all of our goals, not the way we thought, but we definitely got to the top of the mountain, so to speak. And I think it was just a big part of that was the company, the culture, the way that people kind of came together to get through the pandemic. It was really phenomenal to see.
Hey, Travis, good to hear you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks, sir.
You know, I don't think people know enough about, you know, the things that Travis does for the community. And I want to come back to what you had mentioned, Terry, about the start of the pandemic. Travis was actually the first distiller, period. Not even the big giants were doing it yet. He converted to making hand sanitizer right at the start. Yeah. I learned from him the main ingredient for distilling is the main ingredient for hand sanitizer. Yeah. Right after that, when it started, I remember a story going out, and then many others followed suit. Travis's, the first batches went to our homeless vets in Indy, our healthcare workers, first responders, but also a lot of folks don't know the day that the lockdown started was the day that the USS Indiana, it was about a week before they deployed. But thanks to Travis, we were able to get hand sanitizer out to them because on their deployment, they didn't have any of that stuff. If it hadn't have been for Travis, they ended up having to make masks out of T-shirts.
Wow.
So you think about, you know, the shortages that were happening at that time. And it's folks like Travis that it's that attitude, jumping on board and doing what it took.
Travis Barnes, again, owner and CEO of Hotel Tango Artisan Distillery, HotelTangoWhiskey.com. We think you're awesome, and we appreciate you so much and your service as well. Thank you, Travis.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.